SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Gulf states intercept new missiles and drones as Iran threatens to widen the war.
Gulf states are reporting new missile and drone attacks after Tehran threatened to widen its campaign and called for the evacuation of three major ports in the UAE. Iran says the U.S. is attacking from the UAE. The country also continues launching missiles and drones at Israel as Israel and the U.S. keep up the assault on Iran. On Saturday, a missile struck a helipad inside the U.S. embassy compound in Baghdad. President Trump has said the U.S. destroyed military sites on Karg Island and warned that its oil infrastructure could be next. I'm Julie Walker.
Are Iranian citizens helping Israel?
There are reports ordinary Iranians are providing real-time targeting information to Israel, enabling UAV strikes against military checkpoints in Tehran during the ongoing conflict. This crowdsourced intelligence is weakening the regime's repressive forces, boosting resistance morale, and potentially accelerating defections within its ranks.
Correspondent Bob Agnew notes that analysts believe this tactic weakens Iranian leaders' control, fosters grassroots resistance, and could ultimately lead to the downfall of Iran's leadership. The Pentagon is expanding its crackdown on the news media.
News photographers have been banned from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's briefings on the Iran war. The Washington Post reported that Pentagon officials were upset with what they viewed as unflattering pictures of Hegseth, something the Pentagon refuted. Last year, most mainstream news organizations left their Pentagon workspace rather than accept new Trump administration rules that restrict their movements and who they can talk to. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Will Graham is getting ready to visit Mississippi.
The grandson of Billy Graham is set to preach the gospel March 21st and 22nd at the Gulf Coast Coliseum in Gulfport. Graham says, quote, "There is a burden to see the gospel proclaimed in this pivotal region. I'm going to share what the Bible has to say and point to the Savior, Jesus Christ." He will be joined at the festival by several contemporary Christian music artists. Some 145 churches throughout the region have come together to organize the event. Michael Harrington reporting.
A nonprofit organization known for public awareness drives addressing anti-Semitism says an ad campaign on New York City taxicabs was removed before its scheduled end date. The group, Jew Belong, launched the campaign amid an increase in anti-Semitic incidents in the city. It featured signs explaining how Jewish people often feel compelled to hide their religion for fear of reprisals. This is SRN News. For baseball's tallest hitters, robot umpires should bring consistency to a tricky strike zone.
The robot umpire system for overturning ball strike calls is going to be used in regular season games in the majors this year. The abbreviation for the setup is ABS, but the most important letters when it comes to the change just might be SIZE, as in the strike zone for some of the game's tallest players. The top and the bottom of the strike zone for baseball's biggest giants have long been two difficult areas for umpires, but the ABS system provides an opportunity for a closer look. Keith Peters reporting.
A film charity has uncovered two episodes of sci-fi series Doctor Who that were long believed lost. The charity film Is Fabulous found the 1960s episodes in the belongings of a deceased collector. Doctor Who first aired in 1963. More details at srnnews.com.